Welcome to Block Talks, your daily microdose of health in Bitcoin. These podcasts are approximately 10 minutes, which is the amount of time it takes to add a block to the Bitcoin ledger. This block is sponsored by Finny21.com, and I hope it's helpful for you. And I hope by the end you feel it was 10 minutes well spent. Recording these is how I study health in Bitcoin, and it's sort of my way to pass on knowledge to friends, family, clients, and eventually my daughter when she's ready to learn about health in Bitcoin. So if you have a perspective to share or questions about anything that I'm saying, please comment on this block or DM me using Nostr. If you got value from this, consider zapping this block some sats on Nostr. If you don't know what Nostr is, listen to episode number 3. It's a primer on Nostr, and it's worth a listen if you care about free speech and truth. In this block, I'm going to be unpacking the difference between Bitcoin layer 1 and Bitcoin layer 2. Block height is 878,987. Network hash rate is 987 exahashes per second, which is actually the closest I've seen it to date, I think, to one zettahash, which is 1,000 exahashes per second. And in a future block, we'll explore and unpack what hash rate even means. Moscow time is 1,057. Let's get into it. So understanding the layered nature of Bitcoin, even at just a very basic level, I think is important for two reasons. One, it's important so that people aren't duped into shitcoins, claiming to have faster and cheaper transactions than Bitcoin, because that was an ongoing lie for a long time and is a lie today. And two, it's important because when you understand there's different layers, it's easier to understand that there's different software solutions that are optimized for participating in each of the different layers. And we'll talk about that in a future block. So just to kind of zoom out, Bitcoin is a global monetary protocol. It's a very simple set of rules that are enshrined into code that serve as an open, decentralized, and secure monetary network for all of humanity, for all of Earth. It's permissionless, it's open, which means anyone can participate, and that's part of the magic of Bitcoin. So when we say a transaction occurs on chain or on layer one or on the base chain, all of those terms really just mean that we're identifying a transaction that's occurring on the foundational Bitcoin protocol. Okay. In order for Bitcoin to succeed at becoming money for the world, it's essential that the base layer, the Bitcoin protocol, the base of the pyramid, the foundational protocol remains decentralized and secure so it can avoid being controlled, corrupted, or hacked. So this is really important. Layer one must be decentralized and secure in order for this to actually work. And in order to prioritize decentralization and security, the base protocol sacrifices scalability, right? The ability for this to go to billions of people is sacrificed at the base layer. And that scalability naturally develops in more superficial layers when new protocols are developed on top of Bitcoin. So it's like a layer cake, right? Layer one, the base chain, the absolute basis foundation is the Bitcoin protocol. And then there's different layers developed on top of it independently so that experimentation and innovation can happen without ever disrupting the base protocol, which is super important that it remains decentralized and secure. So the benefit here of it being developed in layers is that layer two protocols can experiment and test new things without affecting the underlying foundational protocol, which is now too important to screw up and has been for a long time. So Lightning, if you ever hear the word Lightning Network or Lightning Wallet, Lightning is currently the most tested and reliable layer two protocol built on top of Bitcoin. And it enables scalability because it allows for a much higher volume of transactions to be done per unit of time for a tiny cost compared to the base layer, which has a limit of transactions per unit time based on the block size and 10-minute block times. Okay, so when we say a transaction occurs off-chain on layer two, we're referring to transactions that occur on a secondary protocol like Lightning, which is faster and cheaper, but doesn't have the same assurances for decentralization and security that the layer one Bitcoin protocol offers. So I know that was a lot. Let's do a little recap. Layer one refers to the Bitcoin protocol, and a transaction that's processed over layer one is called an on-chain transaction. And at layer one, Bitcoin offers decentralization and security, but requires slower transaction times and higher transaction fees in order to achieve that. And so layer one is what you would use to move larger sums of money or to secure meaningful amounts of wealth, like your life savings. So think of layer one as your savings account or your vault. It's not as convenient to access. You can't do it instantly. There's a fee associated with transacting on that layer, but it's much more secure. And then layer two refers to secondary protocols built on top of Bitcoin, like the Lightning Protocol, like Arc. There's a bunch of them being developed and more will be developed, which is great because I think the best protocol will win and gain the biggest network effects. But right now, Lightning Protocol is extremely robust and well-tested. And so Lightning Protocol offers faster, cheaper transactions, but doesn't have the same decentralization and security promises as the base chain. So layer two is what you would use to make small purchases, like a meal or a coffee. Zaps on Nostr are a great example of what layer two offers, right? On Nostr, just like you can like someone's picture on Facebook, you can zap someone on Nostr. It's instant, free, in terms of being a transaction that happens right away for a small amount of sats in relative terms. So think of layer two as your day-to-day wallet for spending small amounts or even like your checking account, right? It's way more convenient to access money in your wallet, in your pocket, than in your vault, but it's also way less secure. So layer two solutions and protocols enable innovation without messing with the critical base protocol, which works perfectly well and shouldn't be meaningfully changed without a lot of deliberate discussion amongst the Bitcoin community of developers and node runners. And, you know, Bitcoin is a $2 trillion asset right now. And development and scaling of Bitcoin is deliberately done very slow and steady because it's essential that Bitcoin at the base layer, at the base protocol, remains decentralized and secure. It's critical and essential that that remains. So, you know, Bitcoin's not trying to be everything. It's not trying to be necessarily how you pay for your coffee. I'm talking about layer one specifically. It's not trying to be how you, you know, pay for your coffee and how you store $1 billion. It's trying to do one thing really well, and that is serve as a long-term store of value. It's still a medium of exchange, but in terms of the base protocol, the base protocol layer one is optimized for decentralization and security. I know I'm harping on that a lot. It's very important to know, right? To be the foundation of the 21st century financial system, it needs to remain decentralized, so it can't be corrupted and controlled, and it must remain secure. And it does that extremely well because of the trade-off it makes, which is it doesn't focus on scaling, it focuses on decentralization and security. And as the technology grows over time, innovation and scalability are going to happen on more superficial layers, which don't risk compromising the important structure of layer one, right? There's even a layer three now, which I would consider eCash, Chami and eCash mints, which offers privacy, right? If layer two is fast instant payments, but not great privacy yet, layer three uses layer two to communicate between layer three protocols, or instances of a layer three protocol like eCash, but it offers privacy. And so these things are happening over time. We're at the very start of this sort of journey of developing new money for the world. Layer one is most important. It's been alive for a long time. It's been tested really hard and is doing great. And that's why $2 trillion worth of value has migrated into it. And then layer two helps with fast, cheap payments. Layer three helps with privacy. And there'll be many layers over time that are optimized for different things. So next time you hear the words layer one, think on-chain, base chain. And if you hear the word layer two, think off-chain. And hopefully you're going to be able to make sense of the terms to understand what they're referring to. So again, last recap, layer one is the foundational Bitcoin protocol. In order to remain decentralized and secure, it has slow transactions. It limits the number of transactions that can happen per block and limits each block to happening approximately every 10 minutes. So you're going to have higher fees, slower transactions. Layer two refers to more superficial protocols that interoperate with layer one and are built on top of it. And they enable faster, cheaper transactions with virtually unlimited throughput based on the channel structure. And so achieving scalability on more superficial layers allows for innovation to happen without risking the critical functions of decentralization and security on layer one. So if you're sending a large amount of Bitcoin or securing your life savings, do it on layer one with the UTXO model that Bitcoin offers on the base protocol. If you're paying for a meal, sending a friend some sats, $20 worth of sats, or you're buying a coffee, you do it on a layer two protocol like Lightning, which is faster and cheaper and has its own set of software that is optimized for Lightning. That's it. Thanks for listening to this Block Talk. Stay focused, stack sats, stack health, and vote with your node. Share this with others if you think it's helpful. Zap this block on Nostr if you got value from it. DM me on Nostr if you want to propose a topic or sponsor a block, and I will catch you next time. Whoopsh.